Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Mandatory minicamp has started for the Chicago Bears. And we'll talk about some of the storylines and players to look out for in the mandatory minicamp. We're going into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host, Derek Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Chi Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today. So, mandatory minicamp is getting started for the Chicago Bears. This is after OTA, a brief OTA period, but now it's mandatory. Everybody's coming. They're going to report. And I want to talk about some of the storylines to watch out for. With the mandatory minicamp is we gear up and get closer and closer to the start of preseason, in which we get to see our Bears finally, the new look Bears, I should say, take the field against some teams. And so with that said, the first thing is going to be the thing that everything about the season is going to be talked about, and that is the growth and development of Caleb Williams, who, you know, had that, it was reported that the defense kicked his ass one time in OTAs, but reportedly he had a very strong into the OTA period, which is really important, right? And so you want to see that continued growth and development from Caleb Williams. On the final OTA practice, he went 13-15 during the 7-on-7 drills and reportedly took big command of the offense. And like I said, we know that this season is all going to be, whether right or wrong, built around how good Caleb Williams looks. How much of that reported generational talent do we see in year one of the Chicago with the Chicago Bears? And can the Bears, you know, make the playoffs and things like that? And, you know, he's drawn a lot of good comparisons. When you look at it, Josh Rock actually compared him to Aaron Rodgers, which is a very tall test. You guys know, I don't really like comps. I don't get into player comps. I think that even the intricacies, little small details that make each player unique are major as far as like comps and things like that. I think overall, when it comes down to Caleb in this rookie season, you guys know I have realistic expectations. I have those for myself. I do think that he's going to go through some of the rookie hurdles as everyone else did. But the difference is that the team is in a much better place than overall than what teams that would number one overall picks usually go to. So when I say things like the expectations of the Bears competing for a postseason spot, whether it be wild card or outright playoff spot, it comes down to the place that this team is in totality. Not because it's just going to be off the strength of Caleb Williams leading the team to the playoffs. I would love for that to be the case if that ends up developing into that. But ultimately, you want to see Caleb show enough and take enough command over the offense and flash enough, like I said, of that generational reported talent that he has so that we are laying a great foundation and hopefully getting to some postseason play on top of that. So, you know, that's a big thing there. It's going to be, of course, Caleb Williams. He's going to be the biggest storyline throughout all of this season. So should be no surprise that he's number one. And then rather than talk about the individual players in these player groups, I think another thing to look at in minicamp is the wide receiver core versus the defensive backs of the Chicago Bears. You know, we have a cornerback crew that I'm super high on. When you look at Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon and Tyreek Stevenson and Terrell being there, and then you add in Jaquan Brisker, Kevin Byard, you know, we have a really deep defensive backfield. And to see that the wide receivers and this talented defensive backfield, iron sharpens iron, right? Going up against each other in practice every single day to raise that expectations. That's what we want to see. And so, you know, hearing how those battles go, and don't overlook the development of, like, Terrell Smith is one that and that's not to say that I don't have high expectations for, like, a Tyreek and a Kyler Gordon. I have high expectations for those guys, too. But Terrell Smith, building off of what he flashed last year, the little bit he got to start and things like that, being the fourth cornerback on this team is a luxury that a lot of teams will not have. And so Terrell Smith and how creative they use him as well. You know, some Bears fans said, hey, put him in there at safety in a couple of snaps and things. I don't know if the Bears do that. I think they're going to, you know, use Kevin Byard and Elijah Hicks there big time. But I think overall, really seeing what Terrell Smith and how he grew and developed his game is going to be another big storyline as well. And then, of course, the center rotation. We talked a little bit about that, I think, on yesterday's episode. As far as the position battle, a starting center between Ryan Bates and Coleman Sheldon hasn't been determined as of yet. But with that said, we're going to probably get that here. Matt Eberflus has already said they want to name a starting center as soon as possible, but they still want to allow that time for that competition. And so, you know, who comes out in that battle as the starting center, I think, is going to be really important for a couple of different things and, you know, reasons that we talked about on yesterday's episode. You want that snap count. You want that chemistry between, you know, the quarterback and both centers. He's going to need it with both centers. But overall, that center position battle is going to be really important as well to see who comes out of that, because we are just looking for competency from the center position. That is what we're looking for. It's a sad state to be in when you're just looking at competency, but we just want a competent center rotation there, because our center rotation has been so in the toilet the last handful of years for the Chicago Bears. So Ryan Bates, Coleman Sheldon are expected to bring a lot of that and up that status of that center position for now, while the Bears potentially look for a more longer-term replacement there. And then, of course, Jevon Dexter. This is a player that I've talked a lot about over the course of this offseason. You know, the Bears really did bet on his development and his maturity and him taking his game to the next level when they went out and didn't find a new three tech. And, you know, I think that Eric Washington is going to rely a lot on Jevon Dexter, but a Jevon Dexter that steps up big time at that three tech position for the Chicago Bears and brings that interior defensive line pressure completely changes our expectations overall of that defensive line. A defensive line that played well enough after Montez Sweat, but it can't just be Montez Sweat. And to have Jevon Dexter, if he's able to step up and get consistent pressure in both the run defense and pass defense and getting to the quarterback, that's going to allow everything, especially that we didn't go out there and get a big-time edge, you know, depending on how Austin Booker grows and develops as well. You know, that's going to be another big storyline to watch how this goes over minicamp. And what you hear from Jevon Dexter, I think, is going to be a big part in that as well. So those are kind of the things that kind of some of the players specifically overall that we're looking for. But you got to make sure it's that's not it. Jaquan Brisker needs to step up his game big time. We've talked a little bit about that. This is a guy who has shown a lot of flashes, in my opinion. But I want to see a consistent season where he's bringing it. Just bring it consistently, game in and game out. And if you do that, Jaquan, I think that that's going to go a long way. And a lot of Bears fans like Jaquan Brisker. But I think that we want to love Jaquan Brisker. And just in fairness for me, and some of the things that he's kind of falling short on sometimes and getting out to kind of slow starts, yes, he has a big expectation. He hits hard. He does all those type of things. And he holds himself to a high standard as well. But I just want to see what Jaquan Brisker is going to bring for the Chicago Bears team in this upcoming year as well. And then overall, the rookies, what is going to happen? Like a lot of the rookies, like we know Rome, we know Caleb Williams, they're going to have Trent Taylor as well. They're going to have their roles set, carved out. But Kieran Amagaje, what does he bring for this team? And can he stay healthy? Can he get healthy and then earn a spot in that rotation on that offensive line? You know, some people even think that he may try to contend if Braxton Jones, you know, either gets hurt or disappoints again, that he could be looking to maybe step into a starting role. But how does he grow? How does he develop? How is he used? And then also Austin Booker. It's a guy that, you know, we've heard he's going to get an opportunity to win a starting position. He's going to have to earn it. DeMarcus Walker, a veteran there, isn't going to make it easy for the rook. But seeing what this rookie class brings in this year, I think is going to be hugely important as well. And, you know, a player that I kind of talked about, especially in talking about Kieran Amagaje, is Braxton Jones. A lot's been made of Braxton Jones, whether what he is, what he isn't this offseason. And while I do think that some of the criticism for him has gone too far left, where there are definitely some big valid criticisms over his game overall and what he's bringing consistently for the Bears. But I think, you know, seeing how he develops over this time and to hear how he's grown, has he learned to handle the bull rush? Has he stepped up his game? He's been basically the same guy since he was drafted, and that's still a very solid tackle in this league, but we need more from Braxton, and we need that to see that development from him as well. And so a Braxton Jones that comes in year three and maybe makes a leap, right, for the Chicago Bears can drastically kind of change the overlook of that offensive line for the Bears. So we want to see Braxton really take a big step up as well over that time. But then you still got veterans. We got a new look offense. And for this period of time where you're looking at certain veterans in Keenan Allen, right? We know what Keenan Allen has been over the course of his NFL career, and you can't take that away from him. He is one of the best receivers in the National Football League. But again, we need that magic to come here for the Chicago Bears. We need him kind of help the development of Romo Dunze, all those type of things. That Keenan Allen that is locked in, can stay healthy and do all those things, drastically changes the expectation of the Chicago Bears offense. And so, of course, we need to see that. But then you got DeAndre Swift as well, who said that he wants to bring balance to the Chicago Bears team. And we're going to have that balanced rushing attack with that pass game, especially to take some of that pressure off of Caleb Williams. So not just DeAndre Swift, but overall.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
How does the balance of this running back core end up working out? You got Khalil Herbert, who was a starter last year. You know, injuries and things affected the season. You got Roschon Johnson, a rookie that showed some flashes, but we need to see a lot more consistent before we're really ready to say what Roschon is going to be at the NFL level. And then you got DeAndre Swift. That core, if that core excels, right, and it may be a shared backfield where maybe nobody does get the eye-popping stat numbers, anything like that. It's just big plays. But in the right situation, we can be so versatile in how we use our running attack, and we're going to need that. Not having Justin Fields here and what he did bring to that rushing game, because Caleb is going to look to stay more in the pocket and operate in that, we need our running back core to be ready to go. We need them to pull some of that pressure off of Caleb Williams and to keep the defenses honest. And with Roschon being the only real downhill runner that we have, you know, to get those things, you know, all that running back core going and all operating kind of seamless is going to be a big time in that. But then let's not just talk about the players in this, right? I know we're not going to hear a whole lot in minicamp about it, but Matt Eberflus needs to step up as a head coach. You kept your job. The defense has grown under you. You can't take away from that. But some of the situational things, some of the things that Matt Eberflus says after games, and kind of just not understanding really kind of the things that play calls and things like that that hurt the Bears, we need Matt Eberflus to step up big time. And overall, the coaching staff, Matt Eberflus, Shane Waldron and that offensive staff, Eric Washington on the defensive side, we had a shit show of coaching blunders last year. When you look at between the play calling of Luke Getsy, not calling slant routes, things like that, the things that happened with our old defensive coordinator that I'm not even going to touch on that outside of the game of football. We just need a coaching staff that holds these players to expectation, but also holds themselves to an expectations and understands how week in and week out to adjust to what you did well or didn't do well in that. And so that's something that we also have to look for in this is how does the new coaching staff that we have help Matt Eberflus fix some of his situational awareness, fix some of his things that he lacked at as well as a coach in the NFL. I'm not too worried about Matt Eberflus being on a true hot seat or something like that unless things just go completely shitty for the Chicago Bears. But overall, I really, you know, I want to see Matt Eberflus step up as well and trust, you know, the coordinators and hopefully these coordinators that we brought in and the staff and, you know, the offensive coaches all up and down to be that. It's going to be, you know, to watch that is going to be a big time thing. So, you know, hopefully that's kind of some of the things I'm also looking for in minicamp as we get ready for the preseason. We got the Hall of Fame game. We're going to be able to see our Chicago Bears play very, very early in the preseason. Hell, they're going to kick off preseason. And so, you know, to see the Bears take the field, you know, we know what that's going to mean. You can only take so much away from that in preseason. But August 1st, we play on ESPN and ABC August 1st in the Hall of Fame game. Let's get this shit done, y'all. Like, that's just what it comes down to. Let's just get this done. I'm so excited to just see our team be what we've thought that they could be for a while, right? To really show and prove that. And it's going to come via on the football field. But one of the things that I did talk about in talking about the position groups and storylines I'm looking for, and, you know, the defensive backs versus, you know, the wide receiver core, and how I do think that those two groups going against each other day in and day out in practice and things like that are going to help each other be ready for the season. The Chicago Bears cornerback group, though, ranked number one in the NFL in the preseason poll and expectations. Now, we talked about it. You can only take these with such a big grain of salt, right? But overall, the Moving the Chains podcast, Pat Curran ranked the Bears cornerback group number one in the NFL. And much like I said, it's not just the starters, which the starters are already. Jalen Johnson got all eyes on him after getting paid to see what he can bring to the Chicago Bears team. But on top of all of that, like, this cornerback crew that you have all up and down top of this, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson, Terrell, like, we have a strong cornerback group. And this is one that could force opposing teams to, you know, we saw teams start running the ball more against the Chicago Bears last year and stop passing as much. And that's because a mixture between they were having success in the run game, but also because, listen, we were forcing take. We was getting takeaways, right? We were getting those interceptions. We were hitting hard, things like that. You look at what we're bringing with Terrell Smith, you know, like I said, being that depth piece. Don't overlook Josh Blackwell, Jalen Jones as well. Greg Stroman Jr. still on this roster. We have a solid top-to-bottom cornerback crew in this one, led by the veteran who just got paid in Jalen Johnson and the ball hawk in Tyreek Stevenson as well. This is going to be a group that to watch. And, you know, I'm not saying Legion of Boom or anything like that. We can't get into that. They got to actually put it on wax before we really – they have even earned a nickname. They ain't earned a nickname yet. Go out there and earn your nickname. But I think that watching this group develop, the way that it's all come together, the fact that you're outside of Jalen Johnson, all basically second and third year players, it's a young enough group that still has a ton left in the tank as far as development. This group isn't even done developing. And you can say that about Jalen Johnson as well. It's not like Jalen Johnson's too long in the tooth either as far as age. The way that this group can grow and develop together and they're utilized and how they can offer so many different looks and coverage and man and things like that, we got to hope that we use them a little bit better than what we used last year, and kind of our defensive systems and philosophies kind of, you know, at times being a little stagnant. I won't say that that's been consistent. You know, after Montez Sweat came here, it really helped, and we were getting consistent pressure on quarterbacks. It helped everything overall, but this is something to really look out for, and the fact that anybody would rank the Chicago Bears, any type of group, number one in the NFL, there's expectations that come with that. And so hopefully this group lives up to those expectations. And hopefully the Bears live up to our expectations as fans, those of us that have reasonable ones. And, you know, well, here's the thing. Even for those that don't have reasonable expectations, I hope the Bears live up to y'all crazy-ass expectations as well. I really hope that Caleb Williams lives up to whatever type of 4,000-yard scenario y'all got, because if it does, that means that success happened for the Chicago Bears, right? That's it. And when you look at what the best-case scenario is for the Bears, you know, there's a lot of talk around, you know, from some people like this. Rich Eisen, for example, from NFL Network, said the best case for the Bears are to be in a Super Bowl in 2024.
Chicago Bears, best case scenario.
Oh, baby. Bears.
Offensive rookie of the year goes without saying, right?
Roma Dunze, yes.
Caleb. No. He'll help Caleb get it.
He will help.
But I'll say this. I kept sitting here thinking, best case scenario would be for Caleb to be like C.J. Stroud, who was a unicorn, right? And took this team in Houston and remade it in his own image, along with a head coach who's a defensive-minded guy like Eberflus, and went ahead and won his division and made the playoffs and made the divisional playoff rounds. I'm thinking more like, you know, Roethlisberger. I'm thinking more of like Marino when they first started. I'm saying the best-case scenario for the Bears is this kid takes him to the Super Bowl.
Oh. This year?
Yeah. I'm saying that's the best case scenario. Like, the glass couldn't be more half full if this happens. That they defensively, they can do it.
Yeah.
Defensively, they've got some real young studs who can really make your life difficult. Don't forget the kid from Iowa who can punt his head off and give yourself a great shot to three and out Caleb Williams onto his own damn 40-yard line half the time. So, listen, I'll just go making the Super Bowl. That this team puts it together and the Bears fans get their dream scenario, and that's his first time going around. And I'll leave it at that.
Listen, I'm a Bears fan through and through. My whole entire life has been rooting for this franchise as much stress as it's brought me. I've been rooting for the Bears for 37 years. But to say that the Bears, at best case scenario, is a Super Bowl in any season, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. But, you know, shout out to Rich Eisen for having that you saying that's the best case scenario. I'll say this. The Bears have expectations. And even that, being able to say that this is a team that, you know, despite ESPN ranking them 19th and things like that, there are expectations that this Bears team shows something this year. And we can't say that that's really been the thing as far as nationally. Yeah, us as Bears fans, we have our own expectations. We have our own hopes, whether they're rational or not. But at the end of the day, there's talent on this team. And the thing that I keep saying and I keep going back to, we got to see the realization of that talent. And if we start seeing that, if we see the realization of that talent here in Chicago, that's what takes this to a whole new level for the Chicago Bears. So let's hope that we're seeing that. Guys, make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bears Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, chicagobearscentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related, and that's thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.